This little tree frog, like all amphibians, is very susceptible to acid rain. They have problems with their metabolism, and finally, they can't breed in the water. If acid rain had occurred at the end of the Cretaceous, all amphibians should have disappeared. They don't. Almost all of them survive, as do all the turtles, the crocodiles, their cousins the alligators, and most fishes. This says that there cannot have been battery acid strength acid rain at the end of the Cretaceous.
If there was no significant acid rain, it seemed another killing mechanism had been disproved. And what about the so-called impact winter? Dust was meant to have blocked out the sun. That could have plunged the world into deep freeze for months or years. But again, those little frogs got in the way.
Amphibians, like all cold-blooded creatures, have problems dealing with sudden drops in temperature, especially if it lasts for many months or years. If this had happened at the end of the Cretaceous, then many cold-blooded organisms should have become extinct. They did not. This tells us that there could not have been a long-term drop in temperature.